Here's John S. Doyle to tell us what it says in today's papers.
Hundreds of asylum seekers will remain on the streets in the coming days, with only six offered accommodation yesterday. So the Irish Times says in its lead story. Jennifer Bray writes that the coalition is struggling to contain rising tensions around the country as hundreds of recently arrived asylum seekers remain without state-provided accommodation. 509 people remain without somewhere to stay, she says. The government has said that 350 beds will become available in the next number of days. In the Irish Independent, meanwhile, Hugh O'Connell reports that under plans being explored by the government, more than 30,000 Ukrainians could be granted residency in Ireland if they are in what is described as durable employment or education. And tens of thousands more could be paid welfare in order to return home. The Irish Examiner in its lead story notes that the video of an unprovoked attack on a teenager in Navan earlier this week has received over 5 million views. The majority of views are due to the video being shared by adults on social media, according to the UNESCO chairman on bullying and cyberbullying and director of Dublin City University's Anti-Bullying Centre, James O'Higgins Norman. The professor urged adults to examine how they use social media and asked, "Are we becoming desensitised to situations that in the past would have horrified us?" The Times reports that the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, has called on the parents of those who attacked the boy to take responsibility. He said he was really appalled at what had happened in Navan. "It seems to me that a young man was targeted essentially because he was different and was subjected to a very violent assault," he said. Gardaí have confirmed that they are treating the attack, which left the boy with serious facial injuries, as a hate crime, the Independent reports. What one Fine Gael source has said could be the biggest political battle in government this year gives the Irish Daily Mail its lead story. Brian Mahan writes that the coalition is facing a rural revolt over potential re-wetting targets, which some TDs are calling the biggest changes to farming in over a century. As Mahan explains it, under proposals from the European Commission, drained peatland that is in agricultural use will have to be put under restoration measures. This means that by 2030, such measures will have to be in place on at least 30% of drained peatland, of which at least a quarter will have to be re-wetted. Scientists say that bogs are the most concentrated global store of carbon and play an important role in regulating the Earth's climate, the paper reports. The Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Daily Star lead with the news that, as John Hand reports in both papers, Jerry the Monk Hutch has fled Ireland just over 4 weeks after being acquitted in the Regency Hotel murder trial. The Irish Sun reports Katie Taylor as saying she believes that big boxing bouts are back with a bang in Ireland. She reckons her fight tomorrow in Dublin with Chantelle Cameron will be the first of many big fight nights. A nation punch again, says the front page headline.